All right, y'all, we are back inside the Midday Show, and that was Neo with Show Me. We have more music on the way, but before we get back into the music, I have three very special guests on the line, and they have been giving our city a real estate boot camp all week long. Today is the last day, and just to give you kind of a summary of what they've been doing, the Real Estate Development Boot Camp is a fast-paced, hands-on program designed to give you the tools needed to develop attainable housing in your community. I mean, what more could we ask for? I love that this is happening right here in Muskegon. And on the line with me today, I have Teresa Gelati. She is the Real Estate Program Manager at CEDM. I'm going to have her tell me what that means again. We have Maria McIntosh, who is the President and CEO of Threads. And we also have Andrew Sims, who is the owner of JAP LLC, which is a property management company. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Let's dive right in. We're going to start with Miss Teresa Gelati. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So please, first of all, tell us what CEDM is and tell us what's been happening this week at the boot camp.
Yes. So CEDM is the Community and Economic Development Association of Michigan. We're a statewide organization, and one of our main programs is running this real estate development boot camp across the state. We started on Monday. We bring in developers and banks and consultants and others with experience to teach a group of about 35 people who are interested in doing housing development, emerging housing developers. And we kind of go through the paces and show them the ropes, and they show us a thing or two as well. And we go intensively through a ton of training. We tour housing developments. We spend a lot of time together. We bond a little, we fight a little, but by the end, like today, all these folks are going to be pitching their projects to a panel of financial institutions and getting really important feedback to maybe be able to move their projects forward. So we're so excited. We're right in the middle of it, and it's only going to get better.
Wow, that's exciting. So can you tell us what kind of projects will these people be pitching, and how can they move forward after pitching and getting their feedback?
Yeah, so we've got some small scale projects, some folks looking at maybe taking a parcel on a city block and doing a house or an accessible house for a senior, or a duplex maybe with an accessory unit in the back, all the way up to folks looking at doing 50 units of affordable housing, or even bigger, a couple of really big projects that are looking at really large sites and doing a series of different buildings with housing on them and community center and some nice amenities. So everyone's sort of doing their own project. Other people who maybe didn't come in with the project are supporting them. And then everyone's coming at different stages. So some folks are ready to like pitch to financial institutions and maybe move it forward. Other folks, I think, are testing out their idea and they'll be refining it before they move forward. So it's nice that you can come at any stage of the project and sort of find your way through.
Wonderful. Okay. And so we also have Maria and Andrew Sims on the line. Can whoever wants to go first tell me what your role is in this boot camp?
Yeah, so this is Maria McIntosh again, President and CEO of Threads.org. So my role this week has been actually kind of like a dual role. I got an opportunity to sit in on the classes as well and absorb more information. But earlier this week, I actually did a presentation on engaging authentically with your community. And that's set from the local context. And what that really means is, as you're bringing a project to whatever community that you're bringing it to, it's really important that you not only engage, but engage authentically. Mm-hmm. You engage in a manner where the residents of that community who have been holding down that community know that they're a part of that project. project. So you would do this prior to any schematics or anything that you have, like this firm thing in your mind. You're going to come to the community. You're going to ask them what their needs are. You're going to assess all of that. You're going to do your market studies. And then you're going to ask them, like, how do they feel? What do they feel that they need to be a part of this project? And as you move forward with feasibility, obviously, in mind, you make sure that you incorporate, you know, that information into your project so that the community, so that you have buy-in from the community. So that was my part this week.
We were lucky to have her.
Very good story.
So with that being said, does that mean that there have been people from outside of Muskegon who have been taking place in this boot camp, or do we have some locals who are also trying to get their ideas pushed out?
Yeah, I would say about a third of the participants are from the Muskegon area, Muskegon, Muskegon Heights, and other communities. And the rest are from around the state. We have a number of folks from Kalamazoo and Lansing and Detroit and other places. So it's been really exciting to really compare between communities. A couple people have threatened to move to Muskegon because they've been so depressed.
Okay.
A few other folks are like, nope, we're going to make our community work as well.
Yeah.
But it's been really fun. It helps to have all those ideas and perspectives. Actually, it's nice to have people from different parts of the state kind of talking and learning from
absolutely.
Each other.
Right.
Absolutely.
It sure is. You never know just how many similarities you and your community has with the next one. So I love that they're sharing ideas. So also on the line, we have Mr. Andrew Sims. What role did you play this week?
Purely as a student. My company, JAP LLC, has been in real estate for about since 2009 actively. But sitting here this week, I'm really a student taking it in, networking, and this is part of my continuous learning.
Okay, and what have you gleaned so far? If you could share a couple of tidbits.
Let me take a deep breath.
Okay.
So first of all, it's beautiful timing. As Mario was describing, you know, you get to go under the hood and learn exactly how deals are done. You learn all of the intricacies by the time you see crane and dirt being turned. There's an extensive process that have gone on before you get there. So being able to witness and learn and hear all of the steps needed to see a deal through has been what I've learned thus far, and it's been wonderful.
I love that.
Overwhelming and exciting at the same time.
That's the best kind of excitement. So how did this information get marketed? Who were you guys trying to reach, and how can somebody look out for the next event?
So I'll just answer to one aspect of the marketing. For us, you know, here at Threads and partnership with community and also CEDM, it's really important that there is a variety of people at the table, especially when you're talking about these development deals, whether they're small development deals or these large multifamily units that you go, that you see that's being built. It's really important, to Andrew's point, you know, understanding the various components of that. And most people especially within like a urban or maybe even a rural context, we have no idea on how to put these deals together. We have an idea, we have all the passion, but we really don't know the next steps to actually get that done. So CEDM did a really great job of like marketing this through various social media channels, through their various networks. We have sent out information through our networks as well. And when you look at this room is extremely diverse. Mm-hmm. You have women, you have men, you have Black people, you have, you know, white people. It's just like really this diverse group of individuals all coming together to learn this process, because it is an extremely complicated process with multiple levels.
Yes.
And so I think that making sure that the community knows, like, even though this is going on this week and that today is the last day of it, knowing that this is something that CEDM does on an annual basis, right, and it's done all around the state, and that you can participate in it wherever you are is extremely important, and that you can, you know, you can start that development journey of your own.
Absolutely. I would add, I love what you said, and I think you can go, CEDM does this program multiple times a year, and so you can pick this up another time, and to Mari's point, and go wherever it is. Mm-hmm. But the technical support that you get as a result of being in this boot camp, it's master level and beyond. Like, you can't just pick up a book and get this. Hearing the actual stories is pretty potent being in person.
Wow.
So even I just want to speak to like a performer. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like I've taken another development class, and it was like it was really outstanding. But really getting like performers that give you the information that you need, that is critical. And through this boot camp, you're able to get performer that you're able to use that already has formulas in it that you can say, okay, I want my units to be like this, you know, this is the interest rate, blah, blah, blah. And you can just really kind of work through this and work through your project. That is like a golden nugget.
That's right.
That other like developers and cities, they hold that thing like so close to their heart. Like it is very hard to get like a performer to that magnitude. And so those things, like, I mean, you even though it's a boot camp that obviously you have to invest in, it's an investment that for me and I'm sure all the other participants, that is invaluable, because that alone is like the golden ticket.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've been lucky enough. We've had, in addition to these pro formas, we've had a number of mentors here from banks and other developers and financial institutions that are helping folks on their projects and looking at their pro formas, talking about zoning, what kind of buildings can you put here, what makes the most sense for the type of folks you're trying to serve. So it's really nice that folks get extra support, because it is, like Andrew said, it can be pretty overwhelming. And so it's nice to be like, I've gotten this farm a little stuck, help me through the next step. And that's what we want to see happen.
Absolutely.
And go ahead, Andrew.
No, I was just going to say, it makes you get clear of whether or not you want it. And to Mario's point, you can have an idea and a vision and passion, but mm-hmm. once you understand the complete process, it might make you rethink if it's worth something you really want to move forward on.
Yeah. True. And does that connection end at boot camp, or are there people who are still available afterwards to kind of help throughout the process?
One amazing thing is the folks that come and teach, they love it. And they will always say, and they followed up, I've seen it happen, like, come talk to me. Here's my email. Here's my contact information. We share every presenter's contact information so folks can stay in touch. Because half of the time, the network you develop here is one of the most important things. Definitely the project and working on the details. But the fact that you can call, Andrew can call up anybody who's been here today, or Maria, or I can connect you to other people we didn't think of. I think that's the most valuable thing, is that you can keep it going after today.
Absolutely. Love that. And it brings me to something that the actress Issa Rae said, network across as well. So people that you're meeting who are in the mm-hmm. same seat as you may learn something that you could use down the line. So I love that it's just a big network that's continuous. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
We had one of our alums come and present also, yeah, which was really fun. Crystal Bravo came and talked about community land trusts, and it's really nice. It's a cool network, and we're happy to keep it up as best we can.
Wonderful. Can each of you give us your social media handles or any way that you can be contacted for more information or just, you know, daily tidbits?
So I want to make one other point. Muskegon is so grateful to have this actually program here that we can take advantage of it local. We're grateful for the folks who showed up, and it'd be nice to have more people in the future. But I promise you, if you're serious about real estate, this is where you need to be. So I just want to make that plug, mm-hmm. not because I'm selling CEDM, but because I'm witnessing it in real time. And so I'm not a big social media person, but but you can find me on Instagram. My name, Andrew L. Sims. My email is... let me see if I email myself. you don't email yourself, but I got it here. So
we can go to... Oh, go ahead.
I got it here. It's japllcrealestate@gmail.com. That's japllcrealestate@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Nice. So again, my name is Maria McIntosh. You can always go to the website, which is www.threads.org. It's an urban spin on that, so let me spell it for you. It's T-H-R-E-D-Z, so no A, and then a Z on the end of that, .org. And then you can always email the organization at bethechange@threads.org. So you can definitely reach out. And then there's a we do have a phone number on there as well. And that phone number goes to either my cell or one of the leadership within the organization's cell, depending on who's available.
Thank you.
And for CEDAM, Community and Economic Development Association of Michigan, you can reach us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And then I'm linked, as well as Emily, who's been my co-lead here. And we're happy to follow up with anybody with questions.
Oh, yeah, we're on Facebook, too. It's a Threads Community Building Organization. I forgot to throw that out there.
Wonderful.
I'm on there, too.
LinkedIn. And LinkedIn. I forget about those. Yeah, that's true.
I'm actually more active on LinkedIn.
There we go.
Andrew kind of beat me to the punch, but do you all have, you know, one last point you kind of want to drive home for our audience about this boot camp, about, you know, anything you want to share?
I would say if you're serious about real estate, make the investment either in time or in finances, but make the commitment, because there's so much more to learn and it helps you avoid the pitfall. So I would highly recommend make the investment.
Yeah, and if I can just kind of piggyback on that, you're worth the investment. So sometimes we can look at a number and say, oh man, I got this to do and that to do. But when you take this course or this boot camp, I don't think that you can really quantify the amount of information that you're going to receive and really like the dollar amount that you could potentially make, because you put yourself in another room, a room that you wouldn't necessarily have access to. That's what you get when you are part of the CEDAM's boot camp. So you are worth it. So next time this comes around, you sign up for it. And this goes out to my brothers and sisters who, you know, who I sometimes hire to do some work around the house. Ain't necessarily like that. You know, I mean, you're worth it. You know, you go ahead and take the course so you can really take your game to the next level. So.
And I'm just so grateful. How can I go wrong when I've got Maria and Andrew in the room? So thank you guys so much.
Well, I thank all three of you for joining me today. A lot of valuable information shared, and hopefully you'll have some new participants the next go round. So thank you all again.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. You all keep it right here. We have more music on the way. It's the Midday Show.